I find your grace in the rhythm of life. Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to our new program entitled Recognition of Allah Almighty. This is the first episode, and before we begin, let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, As-Salat ala Nabi. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, on the Day of Judgment, the one who will be the most closest to me from amongst you will be that individual who recited the most Durood Sharif, the most salawat upon me in the world. Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The word rites is used quite often today, and rites are allocated to everything. People speak about rites of parents, rites of the wife, rites of the husband, rites of the neighbors, rites of the public, rites of the leaders, those who are followed, even to the extent of speaking about the rights of animals as well, is used frequently. Now, in this new program of ours, the main focus will be upon the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the main focus. But we are going to divide it into two parts. Those rights which are related to the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those rights which are related to the makhluq, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is called huququllah and one is called huququl ibad. Huququl ibad is again a word that's commonly used. People hear about this often. But huququllah, not enough light is shed upon this. So that's why we've brought this program, this series, to enlighten us about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to mention his various rights, Jalla Jalaluhu, and this is all with the intention that we can act upon it, we can fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way. First of all, let's begin with a hadith. Sayyiduna Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, and this hadith is in both Bukhari and Muslim. He says, once I was on a ride behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said to me, O Mu'adh, do you know the right of Allah upon the people? And what is the right of people upon Allah? Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu replied, Allah and His Messenger know best. Meaning, I don't know about the rights of Allah upon people and what rights people have upon Allah. Allah and His Messenger know best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam replied, and he said, the rights of Allah upon people are that they should worship Him. They should perform His ibadah. And they should not associate anyone with Him, any partners with Him. Meaning whoever does so, whoever believes in Allah as one God, he worships Him, does not associate partners with Him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the right of Allah upon the people. What is the right of the people upon Allah? That if they do this, if they worship Him alone, they don't associate partners with Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish them. Now here, just to clarify, when it says the rights of people upon Allah, it doesn't mean that Allah is compelled or coerced. This means that with His fadl, His grace, His mercy, Allah ta'ala rewards the people for their obedience. But He's not compelled to do that. So no one should take that from the wordings of the hadith. Now this hadith sharif, what do we learn from this hadith sharif? What's the main point we learn from this hadith? That is that Allah has rights upon His people. And there are various other rights mentioned in other narrations as well. And In reality, the most rights upon the creation are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, the most rights upon a person, binding upon a person, are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the reason? It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Zat who brought us into existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us all into existence. From Adam to wujud, from non-existence into existence. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not will this, then we wouldn't have existed. There's no doubt about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took you out of the stomachs of your mothers. In what state? لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. That you did not know anything. Allah ta'ala gave us eyes. Allah ta'ala gave us ears. He gave us a heart. Why? So that we may show gratitude to Him. Jalla Jalalu. He is the one who gave us our wujud, our existence. We came into this world and we did not know a single thing. We were ignorant. We had no knowledge whatsoever. We didn't know where we were going to be born, in which city, who's our father, who's our mother, what's our language, what do we need to do in life, where are we going to eat from, how do we eat, how do we clothe ourselves, what do we do in this life of the world. So we didn't know anything at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us and provided us with asbab, causes. And He created those causes. And with time, with the passage of time, we grew older, more knowledgeable, more wiser. We learned all of these things. He gave us ears, He gave us eyes, He gave us a heart. By means of the ears we listen, by means of the eyes we see, by means of the heart we discern things, we understand things. And we learned the formula of life, how to live life, the code of conduct regarding life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that when we were born, we didn't know anything. And then He says, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُ. So that you may become of those who are grateful. This is why He gave everything to us. We show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to remove His fadl and His grace from us for a single moment, we'd be destroyed. And His rahmah, His fadl is needed for our longevity, our baqa, if we are to remain, if we are to remain alive. We are benefiting from the pleasures of the world. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to stop all of this, all of a sudden, we would immediately be destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever you have, whatever blessing you have, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessings you have. In another verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us that He does not require anything from us. Not sustenance, nothing else. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُم مِّن رِزْقِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ. He does not need us to provide Him with food. Allah is free from these needs. These are needs of a human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us He doesn't need rizq from us. He doesn't need us to provide food to Him. Now what does Allah want from the believers? He doesn't need this. But what is His hukum? Is that we recognize Him. We worship Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create jinn or insan except that they worship me. And the tafsir is they recognize me. They attain my ma'rifah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demanded, required from the believers. So Allah is the provider. Allah gives sustenance. Allah gives rizq. Allah gives strength. Allah ta'ala gives everything we have in our life. And those blessings are so much. What does Allah want in return? That we worship Him, that we obey Him. The blessings are so much that Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to try and count the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to. You won't be able to list them. There are so many. From head to toe, we are drowned in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when our Lord Jalla Jalaluhu has given us all these blessings, all these faculties, He is the Malik, He is the owner, He is the Raziq, He is the one who grants sustenance, He is the one who has brought us into existence, then isn't it His right upon us that we worship Him, that we learn about Him, that we gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. So let's listen to the first right. What's the first right? That a person recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you do not recognize Allah, how are you going to accept Him? So the first thing is recognizing that there is a creator, that He exists, Azza wa Jal. And then believing in Him, acting upon His commands, worshipping Him, prostrating in His court. These are all from the foundational aspects of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first thing is what? Ma'rifah, recognizing that a creator exists. And then all of these things come afterwards. Now the ma'rifah of Allah, this topic is very vast indeed. The scholars have written books and books upon this. And in this episode and this program of ours, we're going to just touch on a few aspects regarding the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reality is we are not even able to speak about the ma'rifah of Allah. We're not at that level. Allah ta'ala blesses. Allah ta'ala grants us His closeness. But we can't really do justice to this topic in the least. Now, regarding the Zat of Allah, regarding the ma'rifah of Allah, there are three things that we need to know. Number one, ma'rifatul Zat. Learning about the Zat of Allah, the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, ma'rifatul Sifat. Learning about the Sifat of Allah. And thirdly, learning about the rights of Allah and about His ahkam, His commandments. Now, tafsil, of course, with all of these three things. What is meant by ma'rifatul dhat, learning about the dhat of Allah? Is this even possible? Is it mumkin? What about sifat? What about hukuk and ahkam? What is meant by ma'rifah of sifat, ma'rifah of the hukuk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's a lot of tafsil to this. First of all, the word ma'rifah itself, let's hear about this. In lugha, in language, ma'rifah refers to recognition, awareness, knowing. When we see someone, we recognize him. We met someone at so-and-so place, so-and-so region, and we recognize him, then we know that we've seen this person before. Or we go to a particular place, or we've been here before. So we have that awareness. When we obtain a lost item, well, we recognize that this is our item that we had lost. This belongs to me. So in Arabic, this is known as ma'rifah, that I became aware, I recognized something. So in terms of the Arabic language, it means to recognize something. And here, in relation to our topic, we're talking about recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming aware of the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. So the explanation given was the lughawi, the literal translation, that recognizing something here, recognizing Allah, recognizing His Zat, His Athar, His signs, and His particulars, having knowledge of them. And in istilah, it means recognizing something in such a way that is differentiated from something else. So this iPad, I recognize this, but I know it's different from the table. And I know the table is different from my clothes. My clothes are different from my features. So everything is distinguished. That's ma'rifah. That when you distinguish everything, know it in such a way that it's different from the other thing. Now we use ma'rifah for the dhat of Allah and not ilm. Why? Because ilm, Allah Ta'ala is an alim. Allah Ta'ala is alim. So the scholars have always used ma'rifah to discuss this topic, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a deeper discussion regarding why alima or ilm is not used in this regard, but that's not for this program. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His ma'rifah, recognition of Him is of course great, something great, azim, something grand. Why? Because He is the greatest of all. When you recognize something, the significance of that recognition is based upon the value of that thing. So if you recognize soil, that's going to have a different level than if you recognize gold. Gold is more valuable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest of all. Allah ta'ala is our creator. No one can reach the status or rank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the greatest. So having ma'rifah of Him jalla jalaluhu is also the greatest thing as well. This recognition is the greatest. Now what is the benefit of this ma'rifah? The benefit of the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever we recognize of a thing, that will shape our viewpoint, that will shape our opinion regarding that thing. So just say someone in creation, you learn about their ill traits, their bad characteristics. So what will happen? Your opinion will be based upon that. You will not consider that person of any worth or value, or you will detest that person. There's another person who is pious, an individual who is God-fearing. He has many praiseworthy attributes. Now, if he is introduced to you, he may be sitting there, you don't know him, but then he's introduced to you, or you know this person, he is that individual who helped your father once upon a time. Your father was struggling and he was in great difficulty. This person helped your father. So we begin to value that person. Or if we're told that this person before you is one of the greatest scholars of the time, you think, Subhanallah. So when you get recognition of someone or a thing, then your opinion regarding that matter, that thing, is based upon that recognition. Now, this example was given just for explanation purposes. You will love that scholar once you have recognition of him. You will love that person who helped your father, and you will detest that person who has bad characteristics and traits. But when it comes to the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefits of knowing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama have written that once you come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your creator, is the one who provides for you at every moment, is the one who Jalla Jalalu showers you with his favors and mercies every moment, then what will happen? Respect, reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in your heart. This is coming through what? Ma'rifatul dhat, ma'rifatullah. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he ought to be known. So these are from the benefits of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mahabba will increase in your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know that Allah is the Khaliq, he's the Malik, he's the Raziq. And the more we contemplate, the more we ponder, the more we reflect upon these things, the more recognition we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more our love towards him azza wa jalla will increase. The more we will revere him, the more we will be devoted to worshipping Allah azza wa jalla. And a person will adopt gratitude. He will humble himself that my Lord grants me so much. And this will all come through recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we learn about all of these things, that he is azim, he is qadir, he is rahim, you know, our lives, if we spent them bowing down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would still not be enough. Meaning his favors upon us are so great. Ajizi, humbleness develops, love of Allah increases. All of these things are the fawaid, from the fawaid of ma'rifah of Allah, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he ought to be known. So inshallah, this was an introductory episode regarding our topic, recognition of Allah Almighty. In the coming episodes, we will be hearing much more about this topic, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily lives, increasing our love for our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in this regard. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace, in the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.